Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Vice President of Enrollment Management at the University of Jamestown, Greg Ulan, joins us. And Greg, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, and those who are you know, constant listeners of ESPN Jamestown, usually it's Coach Ulan, but it's kind of flipped a little bit. Greg, you are now the Vice President of Enrollment Management at the University of Jamestown. You want to kind of explain your role at the university now that you're in this new position?
Sure. Kind of keep it as simple as possible, I went from recruiting a women's basketball team to now we're recruiting for the whole university, and I have a great team that I get to work with every day, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of recruiting, retention, admissions, going through processes. I can give you kind of a brief rundown of what's going on now. We have our counselors. They're all out at college fairs. They're at high school, going into high schools and meeting with prospective students. Catches me every once in a while. I want to say prospective student athlete, but there are a few of those that are coming. So we're doing that. We have visits set up. Last year, to kind of jump into some numbers, last year we were 9 short of breaking the record for the year of total visits, personal visits.
Wow.
So, students want to come to campus and visit campus. We had over 400 of those. And it's a really good time of year for I can't call them kids, students, to be able to get out and come out and visit. And the campus looks beautiful right now. The professors are all willing. We got athletics going on. So it is a really fun time of year. All the students are energetic, and it's a hopping time around UJ. So with that being said, Jody Grugel is the director of admissions. She's been an absolute godsend for me moving into this new position, because we knew it was going to be change. It's a lot different than coaching women's basketball, I'll tell you that much. And she's made that transition so smooth. She's helped me with everything that's been going on, and she's the brains behind everything over there. So, and then with that being said, we have admissions counselors of JC and Allison and Donovan and Megan and Nicole, and just even the support staff that we have around there. Okay. It's a great department to be with. I call them my team, and we have team meetings, and they're adjusting to that. But I look at it as, hey, we have one goal, and this is what we're going after, and this is what we're trying to do. And they've done a tremendous job. So we're just excited to start another year of recruiting.
Yeah, haven't left the whole coach mindset behind then.
No, I don't. That thing's ingrained in my head pretty deep. So and honestly, a lot of the stuff, because I had questions about it, going into administration and how is this going to translate over? And a couple people were pretty honest with me and sat me down. It's like a lot of things that you do in coaching, there's a lot of carryover and the things of motivation, the stuff of building a team, getting them on the same page, getting everybody to understand what our goals are. And there's a lot of things that came over. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different too, but the fact of the matter is you got a great group. They understand. We all have the biggest thing that I need to put, or not necessarily put on people, but we all have this, we all love UJ. Being a Jimmy is something very, very special. We all have that vision in our team and in our department. And now we're trying to go out there and get a bunch of other Jimmies to come in. And it's kind of, I don't want to say it's easy for us, but we all have a story. Jamestown means so much to us. So for us to be able to go out there and I hate selling, but promoting UJ and kind of saying, hey, this is what it's going to be like. You're going to have a great experience here. We're going to build relationships. We're going to do all these fun activities on campus. It's a great time to be around. And that's the biggest thing of, like, for everybody to understand is that, hey, we all have this common goal and this common vision. This is what we all want to do. We want to have a ton of Jimmies coming to campus. We want to have a ton of Jimmies graduate, and we want to have a ton of Jimmies as being an alum for us to make it real.
Yeah.
As far as everybody knows, this is a family. We are a family.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, Greg Ulan, new VP of Enrollment Management at the university. I'd even go so far as to say, Greg, that your role and your team's role in this is super important to the university. If the faculty and the staff don't have people to teach, people to coach, then, you know, you don't have a university. So that's your role in this, is getting these students to come to the university.
Absolutely. And it's not just us. That's the one. Right. The other thing too is, you know, we don't want to put up silos or anything like that, and right. understand Definitely. That we all work together, and the teams, you know, we're bringing in 60% of our recruiting class as athletes. So the coaches are a huge part of that. The faculty and staff that we have making the campus look as beautiful as it does. That's the grounds crew. I mean, they do such a great job. The faculty, for people to go out and after they graduate here and be successful in grad school and med school and all these places, it's because of the faculty that we've had that have pushed them and so forth. So us being able to promote and be able to go out and recruit these people, I want to say we're a big part of it, but honestly, we're just a small part of a whole operation.
Yep.
Exactly. So, it's a lot of people putting in a lot of hard work to be able to get a recruiting class to come in. So, yeah. We're just always thankful and just to understand that we all know we have that one common vision.
Absolutely. So we also have you here, Greg. We're going to talk a little bit about what you guys do. Of course, we've already kind of covered that, but visit days is a big thing at the university. It gives you a chance to show the students, prospective students, exactly what the university can offer, get them through some classes, see what university life is like. And there's a couple of those planned coming up this fall, right?
Yeah, there is. Actually, we just had our first Big Orange Day. It's your fall preview day, and we had over 30 students, prospects with their parents to come. We do have another one October 12th, the health sciences. We kind of get these around certain areas. Okay. There's a fine arts or a performing arts preview day. We have a nursing preview day. We have a Fall Wilson mechanical engineering. Then we also have another competition. The Wilson that I talked about was a competition. And then there's another one in the winter. But then we have junior preview day. So we kind of grab some areas where we feel are very successful programs, the engineering, the nurses, the performing arts, and the health sciences. Those are all big things at UJ. And, yeah. and we're just trying to set aside a day where we can bring in as many prospects as we can that can look at the place. And what we'll do in a day is they'll sit down with faculty. We'll have an admissions visit. We'll have lunch for them or breakfast. We'll take them on a tour. We'll get them in front of there'll be students there for a student panel. We'll have other people that can talk to parents in a parents panel. Just kind of get them educated on really what it's like to be here. And so they have a good idea. We also then after that, those days are more group days.
Right.
But what we really try to push then also is to come on a personal visit day to get that personal touch to us. And a big message that we have is the relationship building. That's the reason
why
it means something to be a Jimmy, is because all the relationships that you have through, you know, getting recruited, being a student athlete, and then as an alum, the relationships are what we always come back to. And that's the part where we want to have this individualized personal visit. We're going to do some different things on that visit too. Then, you know, you're going to be able to sit down with a different faculty person. You'll be able to sit in on a class. We'll talk through some questions, because as it goes on, you're going to have more and more questions. So what we're trying to do there is just make it sure that it's personalized and they understand that, hey, we want you to be a Jimmy. These are the things we can do for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the process that we have with these preview days leading into personal visit days.
For sure. Awesome. So a couple of those coming up. We encourage individuals to go to the website to get more information. And Greg, if anybody has questions about enrollment, wanting to get a tour of the university, get in on some of those personal days, what are some ways you would encourage an individual to learn more about the university?
Website's the big one, www.uj.edu. That's the best way. That's a big sell for us, is to be able to get on there, and they have all the links on there if you want to make a visit, you want to apply, you want to anything. And then come down to Tabor. Downstairs at Tabor, we're always open. You'll see a smiley face right away with Annie in our front desk. Yeah. She's our visit coordinator. And then, you know, those are the best ways to come down and meet us in person.
Yeah.
And we're excited to have anybody and everybody that we can to come on campus, and we'll show you what it's like to be a Jimmy.
That is awesome. Greg, anything else you want to add in there?
Not really. I was waiting for a dog's purpose. The dog's purpose question, but
I avoided that. Avoided that just for you, because this is the first time that we've done this, and you've done it with Steve for many years.
Yeah,
so it's I thought I'd shy away from that at first, maybe later down the road.
I appreciate that, but I don't know if I have a good answer for you there. But no, it's just again, it's been a great move. We're excited for this, and the university is always excited. And thank you for always giving us an opportunity to be able to talk about our great university on the air.
Absolutely. Greg, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.